The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations.
Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Only with your help, brave guardian, will we capture Naporia's most wanted and return them to Udala's dungeon to bring back the light of Lathander to Naporia. For you are the only one who can control the magic of the dungeon to create the foes that will make the Dungeon Rats pay for their horrible past. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. And now, thanks to you, the rats are on the run. As we speak, the Army of Light are taking Guardian Nina's creation down Lumpy King Road. To catch you up, here is what you need to know. The Dungeon Rats are murderers. They have murdered two kings, one queen, and maybe even the Princess of Naporia. Recently, we found Rhoda, Bugfly, and a disguised Gilf in Crudan. Rhoda and Bugfly were running a B&B, and Gilf is still disguised as a human named Kane Hallmark. We do not know why he is hiding his identity from his friends, but they still do not know that Kane Hallmark is Gilf. After discovering that Bellegarde is working in the Magnerium mines of the Obscura Mountains, Bugfly and Rhoda decided it was time to find him, leading us directly to our next target. Those fools. On their way out of Crudan, they ran into a giant potato, which destroyed much of the town, but unfortunately was not enough to stop them. So, they are now on Lumpy King Trail, heading towards Bellegarde's last known whereabouts. But they just heard the sound of a cart rolling down the street, and they are feebly attempting to hide.
I'm going to jump to the side, and I'm going to grab part of Kane's cloak to try to, like, put myself underneath of it.
Okay. You do have disadvantage on stealth because you are in chainmail. Everybody roll stealth to see how well you hide as this cart drives by.
Oh, I have really bad stealth.
I'm going to use a luck.
I got a 6.
I also got a 6.
13. And I used a luck to do it.
A cart pulls up. You see a small female hill dwarf sitting in the front of the cart. She's covered in jewels. She's riding by. She looks over. Clearly looks at Gilf and Rhoda. She looks confused, but she looks back at the road and continues on.
Whew. That was a close one.
Do you think she saw us?
I don't think so. It's like impossible to see anyone here. Let's just keep going.
Gilf turns around and, like, looks behind him and just does a perception. Yeah, 5.
You just see the cart driving towards town.
It might be a little late for this, but maybe we should have killed her and taken that cart.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What about the possum? What about the teachings of the possum?
Yeah, and what about the jewels? Should have taken those jewels for sure, right?
The possum god supports my actions if it's all going to come out possum-mentally in the end. You liked it, Mr. Half-Baked.
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to keep walking forward.
Yeah, we keep walking forward.
Yeah.
About 15 minutes go by, and you are walking at a pretty quick pace because you're trying to get to this mining facility. Who's in front?
I'm talking with Kane, and I still have my Gilf doll, and I'm naming off all the things that Gilf liked and why Kane is not our new Gilf.
Okay.
I'm giving him reasons.
Every now and then, Kane's just like, I didn't like that.
Yeah. Some of it's wrong, yeah. He really likes stag beetles.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Stag beetles?
Yeah, he likes to fight them.
Really?
Yeah, that's a thing in other places that are not Naporia.
I've never met anyone who likes stag beetles.
Well, you haven't met Gilf, so...
Gilf also really liked to play dress up.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, he loved dress up. It was like his favorite.
You guys know a lot about this person, it sounds like.
Yeah, he has a lot of, magic. He's very powerful, but he won't tell it to you. He, humble brags sometimes.
Well, I mean, sometimes people just state facts and people take them as however they feel.
But it's like a humble brag is a regular brag.
I mean, well, sometimes facts just are very impressive.
The road has a small bend in it. You can see now that you are basically on the side of the mountain. It's a big cliff if you look up.
Like a Game of Thrones, like the wall, we're on the ice side and we're just looking up at
Like we're in a canyon?
Yeah. You're basically, you see the side of a mountain and it's a straight incline next to you where you're at next to the mountain.
So do you guys think the entrance is below?
And he looks left and right.
Or above.
And he stares off straight up.
Roll perception.
I'm going to roll a perception as well.
One.
Eight.
20.
Bugfly, you hear the sound of a cart coming down the road.
Hide. Everybody hide. Hide.
Hide.
We're trying.
Hide. Hide where?
Hide behind some rocks.
You can dive it behind rocks. There's still trees there.
Oh, there are.
It's a very similar setting that you were in before.
I hide.
During those 15 minutes as we were chatting, I am wearing my rock suit now. So I hide against the rocks and I look as much like rocks as possible.
Great. Roll with advantage.
24.
11.
4.
Bad.
Oh.
I'm a rock. I'm a rock. 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 Rock.
Please.
Rock.
Oh, God.
Coming down the street is a cart. On the cart, you see in the front of it a soldier completely covered in chainmail. Right behind him are two other soldiers standing next to a cage. Inside that cage is a tiger, and that tiger is made of water. As they pull up to the turn in the road, you see the captain's head turn, look right at Rhoda, and he signals for the cart to stop. The two soldiers who are next to the cage open it up. The tiger turns into a puddle of water, falls to the ground, reforms back into a tiger. Roll for initiative.
Oh no. 14.
5.
I got a 5.
I'm going to use a mage hand, and I'm going to, hit the horses to make them gallop away with the people on them.
Roll animal handling.
9.
You summon your mage hand, and it's invisible. It goes up behind the horse, slaps its butt. The horse does nothing.
We're all just standing around wondering why Bugfly is just going, okay, I wish that worked
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
And we're like,
exactly
what are you
what
talking about?
Well, since the tiger would have clearly seen Rhoda, that is who the tiger's going to go after first. So the tiger doesn't have paws. The paws turn into what looks like waterfalls falling onto the ground to propel it forward, and it lunges at you very quickly. It opens its mouth to bite you. But instead of teeth sinking into you, water just surrounds your face, and you start to feel like you're about to drown. Let's roll grapple. Strength or dex, it's your choice. If you either want to outpower it or slink away.
17.
as it goes to bite your mouth, you swat it away with your face, and it gets knocked to the ground with a puddle.
Rhoda's like... Not making out with me today, Tygo. That was the old me.
So the captain, seeing that this happened to the water tiger, stands up, takes out his sword, and he points it forward right at Rhoda. The other two guards jump off the back and start running towards her, both coming to swing and try to knock her down. First one rolls 21. This guard reaches his hand over his head and he says, "We will bring you back to the dungeon, rat." He hits you across the side of the face, dealing you 2 damage. The second one approaches you. He rolled a 1 and he misses.
Real piss about these tigers and these soldiers, so I'm just going to blow fire at them.
That's a reflex save for the 2 soldiers that you're blowing at. They completely fail at whatever you're trying to do.
They put their hands up.
Like, oh, fire!
Oh, no.
Roll damage.
6.
Fire comes out of your mouth, and before the guards even know it, they're burning. The water tiger on the ground just separates in half, spreads apart, so the fire just goes completely over it, and then it comes back together in front of you.
Whoa, didn't expect that.
Gilf is going to cast Ray of Frost on that puddle. He's going to try to freeze it. Natural 20.
Yeah!
So Gilf is standing there. He takes a step back, and he's concentrating. He kind of does like a Tai Chi yoga move where he just like pushes his hands from his chest, and just a Ray of Frost shoots out from his hands and hits right on the puddle. Damage.
So you reach back and you hit this puddle of water, which used to be a tiger, but now it's just a puddle.
Yeah, I was going to describe it as a water tiger, but it's not anymore. Yeah. It's a water puddle.
A thin line of ice freezes across the top of it. Above you, you hear the sound of rocks starting to fall down the cliff. You hear what sounds like heavy footsteps, but they're far above you on this cliffside.
Can I look up or no?
You look up. Roll perception.
13.
At the edge of the cliff, you see the silhouette of this large robed figure.
Leave them alone.
So you see him kind of like run to the edge, dig his fingers into the side of the cliff to control his fall, slam to the ground, and go after the guard. Sorry, the captain, that's what I meant. So I would spend a key point on Depth of the Wind to increase my jump. That would be... that would be 13.
So you run at the captain. He looks at you and goes, "Epic entry. Horrible follow through," and he just steps to the right.
Is the captain still on the carriage with
the
horse?
Yeah, he's standing on the carriage.
What a dummy. Animal handling didn't work. I'm going to shoot the horse with my crossbow to make it go. 17.
You draw back an arrow, and you shoot it at the horse, and it lands directly in its rump. The horse rears in pain, leans back and starts running forward, taking the cart with it, as well as Bellegarde, who is in hand-to-hand combat with the captain right now.
Oh no!
Wah, wah, wee, wah!
So they're flying down the road with nobody driving.
It's like Willow. Have you seen Willow?
Pigs! They're all pigs!
The puddle of water starts to change shape back into a tiger. It goes up towards Rhoda's mouth, tries to bite at her, but once again cannot seem to hold on. The 2 burning soldiers again continue their assault on Rhoda.
Yeah, that's some dedication to their work. They're on fire.
The first one cannot see anything because his face is on fire, and he completely misses. The second one
Oh, man. Definitely hits. Why? Because he's lucky. He's just aimlessly swinging his sword and catches one into the hip of Rhoda, dealing her 5 damage.
Oh. Rhoda, in reaction to this aimless swinger, screams out in pain, and she wants to swing her axe across him, but also like jump and try to land on this like, wait, is the tiger still somewhat frozen?
Yeah, I would think that's why it's moving slowly.
So can she land on it to try to, like, shatter it?
Yeah. So you're going to swing with your axe and try to kill the one who's swinging at you.
Yes.
And then jump into the air and splash this tiger puddle away. First for the soldier.
18.
That's going to hit. So first, you pull back your axe and you just swing it at that soldier's head. Roll damage.
13.
Knocking it clear off his body. He's dead.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He's
yes.
dead.
13.
Then you jump high into the air and land on the road, not splashing any water anywhere.
Gosh dang it. I hate it when puddles move.
Kane.
So this puddle is forming, like, right in front of her, and he's going to cast Magic Missile right on it. 4, 4, and 2.
You see 3 missiles just go straight into this puddle. They look like maybe they did something.
Take that.
Do you pitch your magic missile underhand?
Yeah.
All right.
So, Bellegarde, you are in hand-to-hand combat with this captain as you're flying down Lumpy King Road.
I am going to grapple him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I roll with advantage?
You got advantage, yeah.
14.
So as you are grappling with this captain, he is able to throw you off the edge of the cart. You land on the ground. He sits back down in his seat, knowing that he's got no chance at surviving this. And he kicks the horse forward, and he continues to fly down the road.
Coward. And I'd head back to the others to make sure they're okay. And I've spent my key points, so I'm running fast. My movement is now like 50. So,
oh, great. Yeah. So you get right back up to the
wow.
party.
Yeah.
Bug fly.
Oh, my gosh! Bellegarde!
Hello, my friend. Are you all right?
And I just hug him.
There's a guy on fire right behind
him. Bellegarde just pushes him to the side. Yeah. And he like leans and kind of awkwardly hugs your rock. Hello, my friend.
You were working in mines.
I was. Why are you here?
To find you. And I try to boop him on the nose, but it's like his throat.
It's like big old orc Adam's apple. Yeah. Bellegarde would just smile. Are you all right, my friend?
You guys are still on initiative.
Oh, wait, wait. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. Are we still on initiative?
I was
going
to let it go for a second. Yeah. Yeah, there's still a burning guy.
Oh, and, I thought we were out.
And a tiger.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I was going to let you get a green again. But yeah.
I forgot.
You're so excited to
I
see Bellegarde.
I was so excited.
You used your turn just to do a magic trick.
Yeah. Look what I could do.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I still have my crossbow in my hand. The guy is still burning, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to shoot him with my crossbow.
Go for it.
Bellegarde, it's so good to see you, Shunk.
Yep.
You also have a sneak attack on this.
16.
16 hits. However this hits him, he's dead.
14.
He absolutely is going to die from this.
Yeah!
So what happens?
In the corner of my eye, I see like this burning guy without breaking contact or stride in my greeting to Bellegarde. I raise my crossbow and I fire, hitting the guy through the temples. So it's one temple, the other temple.
And he falls right to the ground. That tiger... choke Rhoda if he can. Yeah. So the tiger makes its way up your body, Rhoda. Once again, opens its mouth, wraps it around yours, and starts to suffocate you. You feel like you can't breathe. You feel like all of the air from your lungs is being pulled out. It's like you're drowning under an ocean of water. Get 1 damage.
So I'm picturing like her standing up and a tiger standing up on its hind legs, and it's just like its mouth is on her face.
What happens if I start swallowing?
Your water pipe and your air pipe are different pipes.
I know, but if I drink the tiger.
Oh.
I want you to try this. Yeah. Not to like, yeah, you can do whatever you want, but this sounds awesome.
I'm going to grab the back of the tiger's head and start to try.
Dill's eyes just get really wide. That's why she's laughing. She saw my eyes get really wide.
And I try to push the tiger into my mouth while I'm swallowing.
All right, roll strength.
Oh no, 9.
So you grab the tiger by the back of its head. And you start to push it deeper into your face. The tiger opens its mouth wider and embraces this kiss and continues to wrap your whole head.
Can anyone out there help me?
Can I take an action move?
That is going to use your action surge. Cool?
Yeah. To maybe like grapple the tiger down to the ground and like try to like land on top of it to disperse it.
Let's roll a grapple.
6.
You muster some extra strength, and you try to wrap your arms around this water tiger, but they just go right through its body. Now your whole entire body is just covered in water. You're basically inside of what looks like a water cylinder.
And can these guys see my body through the outside of the tiger?
Do I look cool?
Your hair is like floating above your head.
So as he approaches, he starts thinking about, has he seen this before? Does he know anything about this? Does an arcana, I guess? Or is it a history?
Your choice.
I'll do an arcana. Oh, 1.
You have never seen this ever.
Oh, fuck. God damn.
In fact, you're not sure you know what water is.
Solid that's moving. And oh my god, what is that?
I'm gonna cast Thunderwave, but I'm also gonna use Careful.
Oh, great.
To protect her from getting hurt.
Thunderwave would be a saving throw for the tiger. And then she automatically succeeds at it. No matter what happens, she's gonna take half damage.
Kane starts walking forward and he's trying to think, like, what do I know about this? What do I know about this? He doesn't even know what liquid is, apparently. He's so out of sorts. He sees, like, some type of freaking reunion going on the left-hand side. His arms go out, and then he claps hard, and a thunder wave just, like, comes out from his chest and goes right for Rhoda and that tiger.
Roll damage.
Yeah, so 14.
So as this power comes from your body, it knocks all of the water off of Rhoda. It splatters against the side of the cliff. Rhoda falls to the ground.
Is the puddle still moving?
You can't tell. What you see right now is basically a splash of water against the side of the cliff.
Belagar's just going to run up to the puddle and just punch the puddle in those. As it's like sad. I'll spend a key point and I'll do flurry of blows against water down a rock.
Whoa!
First one is going to be 16.
That hits the wall.
Second one is going to be 14.
Oh man, that cliff is getting it.
Ooh, that cliff takes 16 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, some of the rocks even crack.
Anything happen?
Not that you can see. I mean, I think you would notice that as you're punching these speckles of water, they're not able to move closer to one another, as the ones that you're not hitting are starting to form back into a larger puddle.
We're not done here. And then I would use my movement to step back so someone can blast it.
Okay, so I see Belagard punching the puddle. I empty my water skin. And I'm running at the puddle, and I'm trying to put the puddle in my canister. 18. And I'm scooping it in as much as I can, and it's heavy and full of the water, and I slam the lid on and close it real tight, and I throw it.
As you're throwing it, you feel this, like, jiggle within, like the water skin is moving on its own. It flies down the road, lands on the side of the road, and just bounces a couple of times. You're out of initiative.
Hey, well done. Belagard walks up to you I'm glad you are well, my friend, and places a hand on your shoulder and a warm energy floods over you.
Oh, yes, the possum god is entering my body.
Sure.
Thanks, Bellegarde and the possum god, for bringing Bellegarde to me.
I suppose the pouch welcomes you, my friend, and I'll give her a big hug.
The pouch welcomes everyone whenever they're ready. I've updated the pamphlet.
Kane is, like, looking down the road to see if he can see where that guy in the cart had gone to, because he heard them say their name. And under his breath, he's just like, two times in one day.
Human, you don't have to worry about the other.
Oh.
He left. He seemed very afraid and ran quickly.
He seemed like he knew you guys, though.
He does.
Oh, God.
This is Kane. He's not super cool. And I give you like a kind of like...
He is not one who is lucky.
He did, however, give me this hat to wear this pipe.
Well, I didn't give it to you. I mean, okay.
Those are familiar. Kane.
Yeah.
You should know that we are wanted criminals.
Oh, I got that.
Kane has a cat.
I have kitties too. Follow me, my friend.
Okay.
So creepy the way you said that.
And he like kind of smiled after. Yeah. It. Yeah.
Do I see his cat?
Yeah, Bellegarde, you should take a look at Kane's cat. It looks so much like Redemption.
Looks like Redemption.
Well, I actually don't have a cat. No one owns this cat.
At this moment, a cat emerges in the center of the road. It runs towards you, jumps into your arms.
Redemption. Oh, thank you, my friend. You were a sword. Who was a sword? You were such a good sword. The little claws.
Redemption starts purring.
Oh, it's so good. Thank you, my friend.
It is Redemption. Where did you get Redemption?
That cat's been following me for a while.
I'm going to roll an investigation to see if he's lying. 12.
You must be a very decent human if Redemption liked you, my friend. Thank you.
That cat's kept me safe for a while. Guys, I think we should find a place to hide at this point.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Follow me.
Okay.
And I'll lead them to the mines. There's got to be tunnels back in there we can hide in, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. But you also are not alone in those mines, for you do have a partner.
I have a partner in this business. His name is Lokar. So we will be quiet, but I will hide you well. Come with me.
When I found that I had nothing left, I turned to the pouch. And then I learned that I had everything.
In other news, I just like take out like a small mouse. I found this.
Is it a real mouse?
Yes.
Hello, little mouse. And I will gently pet its head with
Redemption
one.
Redemption jumps out of your arms and eats the
no!
mouse.
Yes, oh, yes, no. I knew it.
Redemption, you know, that's what cats do. Good job.
Circle of life.
Quiet. Like.
As you walk towards the mine, you walk past several carts full of magnarium. It's the mineral that you've been digging up.
This is a magnarium mine.
You know it to be a very strong mineral, one that's often used in different types of armor or even utensils, utility type things, construction equipment.
It is a precious and rare mineral that makes a mighty steel.
I need it. I need to make things with this. I need to build a bomb with magnarium, build a bomb, sword, bomb.
He would just gesture towards the cart silently. That wouldn't break his contract, you know?
As you walk past these four carts, you see the entrance to the mine. From inside the mine, you hear, I know it's hard to feel like I don't care at all.
Do I know who that is?
You do not recognize the voice.
Careful, my friends. There is someone in the mines I do not know. And I would just head in because I have dark vision.
So you walk forward. As you're walking, you hear, where you are and how you feel with these lights off as these wheels keep rolling on and on and on and on and on.
slow things down or speed them up. Not enough or way too much. How are you when I'm gone?
And emerging from the mine, it's what looks like a beholder, but with hair covering several of its eyes.
I have not led you to a safe place.
Roll for initiative.
10.
15. 17.
21.
First up, Bellegarde. What do you do?
Is this thing out of the tunnel yet?
You can only see the glow of its eyes.
Is there a place to hide near the tunnel? Are there overturned wagons or a tree line or anything?
Just outside of the tunnel, you do see three wagons full of that material that you've been mining.
I would put my finger to my lips so that they all know we need to be quiet, and then I would rush over to the carts and wave them on behind me and duck behind the one nearest to the mine and wait.
So you run out of the mine, you dip behind one of the magnarium carts, and you hide there.
Here, quickly.
You're trying to get everyone to follow you.
Exactly.
Rhoda.
Are you dancing, Bellegarde?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's really tough because we're both kind of dumb.
I'm not dumb. Is that the perception?
I think we're both kind of oblivious in our own way. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that we're just constantly living our best life.
Mm-hmm.
With disregard to our surroundings.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So I am going to follow Bellegarde with some cool dance moves. Like my hands are over my head and I'm like wagging my head back and forth. And then I'm
like
spinning. I'm walking like an Egyptian. And I'm going.
What?
We're going to die.
What? We're going to die here?
Yes. Come quickly, please.
Bugfly, we're dead.
What?
We're going to die. We're going to die.
Oh, my God. What?
The worst initiative ever.
Oh, my God. And so you sneak out of the mine.
I dance out of the mine.
Like, yeah. Air quotes.
I said mind, not mine, by the way.
And you are now next to Bellegarde. Behind that cart full of magnarium. Next up, Bugfly.
So Rhoda just said that we were going to die, but I see them sneak over to the mining cart and I say to myself, be the shadow. And I'm going to try to sneak over.
To the cart as well?
Yeah. Do I have to roll anything?
Yeah, roll stealth.
How come she had to roll?
Because you didn't sneak anywhere.
It was literally loud and dancing.
And you didn't try.
The beholder clearly saw you.
Yeah.
All right, what did you roll?
11.
So you go into the shadow.
Yes.
And you sneak back to the cart.
I jab Rhoda's ribs and I go, boo!
Good one, Bugfly. I didn't even see you coming.
I was really sneaky.
The only person left in the entrance to the mine is Gilp. Better known to the party as Kane. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, okay. 16.
Aram, stop looking over Pat's shoulder. You're so sneaky.
I can see him. He's staring at the book.
I'm like, where's the save? Where's my
From one of the glowing eyes, a beam shoots toward you, hits you squarely in the chest. Your arms go limp. Your legs tighten up. And you can't move.
Gilf, we're over here.
You don't know that he's Gilf.
I mean, that stranger just got hit.
Can I talk or no?
No, you are paralyzed.
I'm paralyzed. Okay.
Next up is Gilf. You can try to shake this off by rolling a constitution saving throw.
I'm going to relax with it. I had a break in a year.
He can see the beholder at this point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I can see him, too.
Yeah, he's coming up through the mine, and you see he looks just like a beholder, but he's got a really sweet haircut.
Is it swoopy to one
it's
side?
It's swoopy to one side, and yeah. It's covering his eyes, and you hear him muttering to himself, you know you do, you kill me well. You like it, too. I can tell. You never stop until my final breath is gone.
Oh my gosh.
That is so up my alley. I'm going to roll the constitution saving throw. See if I can get out of here. 4.
And you are paralyzed because you love his words so much. Suddenly, from behind the beholder, you hear a yell.
Beauregard! Beauregard, you giant piece of meat, help me!
Motherfucker.
My Beauregard, I'm trapped down here!
Whoever wrote this in is a dick. It's awesome. This is a dick encounter.
We are back up to Beauregard.
Who's out of the mine?
Everybody but Gilf is out of the mine next to you, besides that voice you just heard come from the opposite side of the beholder.
Okay, one person at a time. Andrew's in danger, and I'm going to turn to the two
Andrew?
Of you.
I imagine Beauregard does not learn human names.
All humans look exactly alike. Yeah, exactly. So you two, this thing is dangerous. Very, very dangerous. I'm getting Andrew. And I'm going to spend a key point to be able to have an extra dash movement. I'm going to run in, grab him, and then dash out.
What would that be to grab him?
Well, he's not moving or resisting, so I imagine
it'd
I just grab him.
Very easy. Yeah.
Unless I don't roll a 1, I guess. Yeah. A strength to carry him would make
sense.
Yeah,
roll strength.
I'm like a pole, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's very simple.
It's going to be a 17.
Okay, what's your armor class?
My armor class is 14.
You rush out. You grab Andrew?
Kane.
Andrew.
It's Kane, but he thinks it's Andrew.
So you rush out, you grab Kane, and you flip him over your shoulder. As you turn around to run back out of the mine, you see a beam go right over your shoulder and hit the side of the mine wall.
Shit.
Rhoda, you're up.
I don't know what to do.
That's what Rhoda says, all right?
Well, it looks like we should run away, you guys. Beauregard, did you really need anything in this mine? You said it was safe, and now you say it's unsafe. Can I trust you?
It's not safe. I was wrong. That thing's going to kill all of us. I have to get Lokar.
What?
I can't leave him here. He's been nice.
Okay. That makes me uncomfortable.
Beauregard, we had a deal!
He's been relatively decent, right? He's
He's
just a guy. I mean, I signed a contract.
Well, maybe it would be okay if you left him behind. I mean, Bugfly and I own a B&B and we left that behind.
This thing will kill anything it comes across in horrible, torturous ways.
So how do you expect to get past it to save Lokar?
If the two of you...
distract it?
If the three of... Is he still...
He's paralyzed.
Okay, so I'll lay him down behind the cart and like kind of roll him under it so he's safe.
What
right?
if we feed the beholder this stranger?
No!
And while it's eating the stranger, then we can run past it and get Lokar and then go.
If the two of you can distract it,
yes.
I can quickly dash in and grab him.
Bugfly, we can distract it with the stranger.
I kind of rolled the stranger to the side because I'm nervous that he's going to, like, bite his own tongue or something. Like, I don't know how this works.
Pat him on the back.
Roll perception as you roll him.
Oh, yeah, 19.
So as you get really close to this stranger, this person you just met, you look into his eyes and something about it looks very familiar.
Okay.
Bugfly, is he dead?
We shouldn't feed him to the beholder.
What? Why?
We shouldn't. I don't know. Okay. I think I know him.
Truthfully, I felt a little guilty saying that out loud.
I can tell.
Yeah. I don't know that I would be one to really give up a creature to another creature, even though I know what it's like to be hungry.
You have a good heart.
Thank you. Thanks, Bugfly. This is why we're best friends.
As we're talking, I'm sort of like rocking Kane because I don't know. I'm trying to like massage him awake. I don't know how being paralyzed works. How can I fix this?
I'm a little bit nervous about trying to distract this beholder.
I feel like I can distract it.
Okay.
It's risky. But you are...
It's so funny that you're, like, really thinking about this. Yeah. Like, we played for an entire year.
It would
super
be
dangerous.
Super risky for Rhoda, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Dragonborn.
See, I'm not so dumb. I think about things. I think things through.
Yeah. You're behind cover because you're behind these carts, so you have that.
There's also two more carts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just got to be careful. Really careful, you know?
I am going to wait until the beholder gets close to where we are And then I am going to try to distract it to get it away from the mouth of the cave so Beauregard can go get Lokar. But I'm like gearing myself up. So I'm like pacing it and I'm like, okay, so I'm going to bring the possum god inside of me. And when the possum god's inside of me, because I'm going to feel it in every inch of my body, and he will protect me while I try to distract this unsafe beast. Unsafe beast. Possum god. Warm pouch. Unsafe beast. Bugfly, help!
Okay.
Bugfly, you're up.
So, just to get a visual of the cave, it's the big mouth, and the voice is coming behind the beholder, so it's just a single tunnel, so there's not a turn that I can discern. Mm-mm. Or anything. Just a single tunnel.
Yeah, it's the entryway to a mine.
Can I see the beholder?
Yes, you can see the beholder.
So, with prestidigitation. I can't say that word. Say that for me.
I can never say it either.
Now I'm going to say it weird. Prestidigitation.
Nailed it.
I'm going to use a mage hand then, and okay. I'm going to try to lure it out by like poking it. I'm just going to like kind of touch it with my mage hand to kind of make it angry.
So you're just going to start poking all of the eyes that stick out of it.
Poking the eyeball.
You turn around the corner. And you cast it, because you have to be able to see what Mage Hand is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you do expose yourself to the beholder as you do this.
Okay, yep.
But you do have half cover.
Yep. Yeah, Bugfly, make it really angry right when I'm about to distract it.
Yeah, because it won't be able to think straight. I know how I am when I'm angry, and I'm going to squeeze its eye stalks.
Dude, this actually could be pretty effective, because a 5-pound poke in the eye would hurt.
Would
hurt a lot.
The beholder responds, cut my wrists and black my eyes so I can fall asleep tonight or die because you kill me. You know you do. You kill me well. Make a constitution saving throw.
11.
Oh, Bugfly.
Oh, no. Please don't kill me.
I need more d8s.
Wow, that's never a good
thing.
What? It's a kind of random chance, which what happened.
How many do you need?
8.
8d8s? Are you kidding me? I thought I was being helpful.
You were. This is quite a distraction. I'll grab your corpse on the way out.
Thanks.
All right, here we go.
Oh my god.
So 7, 8, 10, 20, 30 damage.
30 damage? I'm dead. I'm like dead.
How dead?
Like dead.
Johan, come in.
Hey, what's going on?
I understand that you have the perfect trap for the dungeon rats.
Perfect trap, yes. I have the perfect store, the perfect employees.
Ariel told me that you would be able to lure them back to the endless dungeon.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into, okay? Let me bring in my crew right now, okay?
Oh, there's a team.
Hey, team, come on in. I don't know how to do the whistle where you put your...
It's okay.
I've been summoned. Hello.
Hello.
Do you like KFC?
KFC?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I love it. I love fried chicken.
Yes. Here. This is for you. Welcome. Here's this for you. You're welcome. Oh, yes.
This expired 200 years ago.
Yes.
Yes. Bingo bango. Good one, Margaret.
Yes.
What? Do I what?
Need.
Do I need?
Stop interrupting her and let her finish.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll be patient. I'm sorry.
Today.
Wait, no, I missed one of those words. What was that?
Oh God.
Do what? Do I?
Oh my God! You really need to stop interrupting her. Okay?
I'm not. Well, I'm trying to lead her.
Have you never met a cashier before?
Oh, you're a cashier.
Yes.
Oh my God! I am so stressed out.
don't be stressed out, okay? We got everything you need here at Johann's Fabric.
Like what?
Have you ever bedazzled your sword before?
No, but I want to.
Well, you can get all your bedazzling needs over at Johann's Fabric.
I mean, that sounds great, but how would that hurt the dungeon rats?
Hey, how much for this lamp?
That's my lamp.
Are you selling this lamp?
It's my only lamp. What,
I have 5 coupons for Johann's Fabric.
Oh, I could get something from...
You, if you wanted.
Okay.
If you wanted, to get something there, you can. But in exchange for your lamp.
Okay, I'm interested. I don't really like that lamp all that much.
Oh, yes. Here you go. Here are these coupons.
Wait, I did call
coupons.
A deal. What are these coupons
yes,
for?
Yes, they're for buy one, get one free bedazzling.
Oh.
Yep.
I could bedazzle my chest.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know how we got into your dungeon directory. We're not in the pain industry, okay? We live to serve.
Stop.
Interrupting slowly is the greatest thing.
Thief. Break.
She's obviously calling you a thief.
Of what? What did I steal?
Well, why don't you slow down with all your fast talk and let her finish? Okay.
Okay. I thought I was trading a lamp.
Where's my wallet?
I don't know. Did you check your back pocket?
No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
She didn't know.
Oh my god. This is torturous.
Yes, and I'll take this lamp.
Wait, I don't know what the coupons are for.
What?
Listen, I don't even know how we got on this list.
I get it.
All the time. We just live to serve at Johann's Fabrics.
I work there.
Yeah. I wish we didn't wait for that one.
We provide a service to the community. We can fulfill all your fabric and crafting needs, okay?
Yeah, but I don't have any of those needs. What I need to do is lure the dungeon rats back to Eudala's dungeon.
Here's a stack of these bad boys. You give them to the dungeon whoever. Okay, you give it to them. They'll know.
They'll know what?
To hop on those deals.
Hop on the deals, man!
Wait a minute. This is an old Subway punch card.
Eat fresh.
And this is from a venture. Venture's been out of business forever.
And who do you think put him out of business? Me, Johann. F. Abrix. Yes, that's right. Abrix is my last name. And F is my middle name.
Stands for F.
Yep. Again, I, really happy we waited for that. All right, you guys can see yourselves out, yeah?
Thank you for your kind business.
Wait, that's my lamp!
We will see you
later.
I'm not
taking these coupons.
They're in your hands.
Listen, buddy, if this whole entire dungeon revenge thing doesn't work out, I want to give you my card. You seem like a real go-getter. I'd like to have you on the sales floor.
Oh, wow. Do I have to go to the surface?
I'm sorry, the surface?
Yeah.
Of the world?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. That's
Ooh.
Where our... Well, you know, we don't have any underground stores at this time. There is a prejudice that we have with
what?
Underground
what?
People.
New guy. Yay.
She's really into hazing new people.
Yeah.
former leader and now arch nemesis to the Dungeon Rats. Wow, Nia, a water tiger, huh? I wonder if it could take any other forms. Oh well, guess we'll never find out. Speaking of water monsters, I just got a sweet new beach towel with original artwork on it from Carlos Luna. Mine declares how much I hate the rats. But if you love them, you can get one too. Check out the link in the show notes. Anywho, The Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by, with original music from, Carlos Luna. Rhoda is played by Justine Kruger. Bellegarde is Aram Varty. Bugfly is Serena Marie. Gilf is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, I think that's it for me, Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.